T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the farm, kind of lit.
You ready?
Much an old country boy.
All right, it's time for Breezy's Big Movie Review. It's Team PXY, 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. I like how I was unrhythmically clapping off a beat. That was good stuff. Really showed my sense of rhythm.
It's your life, Corey. You are the most uncoordinated.
Very on brand.
No rhythm whatsoever.
Isn't it crazy that I'm actually a pretty mediocre to decent DJ?
It's shocking, truly.
Isn't it?
Actually, who said that? Who said that?
What, that I'm fair to decent to mediocre? Me. Yeah. But actually, no, people have said I'm really good. So I'm just trying to be humble.
Your mom?
People. No. All right, easy. All right. This is not an attack on me. This is a review of a movie. Breezy, watch the Thanksgiving movie. Again, I challenge anyone to tell me there's a more Thanksgiving movie more than Son-in-Law. It's a story of a country girl named Rebecca that spent most of her life on the farm in South Dakota. And when she goes away to college in Los Angeles, Rebecca immediately feels out of place in the daunting urban setting. She's befriended by a savvy party animal named Crawl, played by Pauly Shore, who convinces Rebecca to stay in the city. When Thanksgiving break rolls around, Rebecca, no longer an innocent farm girl, invites Crawl back to South Dakota, where he pretends to be her fiancé. This one, not the greatest of reviews. I think this might be the lowest rated one you've actually watched, Breeze. 5.8 out of 10 for IMDb, 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. 86% of Google users liked the movie. And based on your commentary earlier when we were talking about you doing this review, I don't think this is going to go well.
Well, okay, all right. Pump the brakes. I watched the movie yesterday. I thought it was good.
Okay.
I liked that it was, there wasn't a lot of depth to it. I didn't have to pay a ton of attention. I didn't have to pry my eyes open and make sure I didn't miss a second of it. It wasn't that type of movie.
This was the first Pauly Shore movie that you've ever seen, right?
Correct.
Did you even know who he was before?
No.
Okay. Big star in the 90s. No, this came out in 93.
Sure didn't.
Sure. Pauly Shore.
Sure didn't.
Okay. All right. So, a lot of his movies are along those lines. But I thought, it's funny. I kind of thought that maybe you might relate a little bit to Pauly Shore.
Why do you think?
It's big, outlandish personality, makes up phrases and sentences and words. I mean,
Pauly was a good guy. Pauly was a good guy.
There's definitely some comparisons there. Crawl.
His hair remind me of Ryan from Webster's hair, for sure.
A little bit. Careful. This person says, I love this movie. All right. So,
oh, gosh. Proceed with caution here. So I wrote down some notes about the movie that I was just really confused about.
Okay.
Some things that made me a tad uncomfy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the movie, there is the thing about this movie, there's not a ton of characters. Probably like 10 if we really jot them all down.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And one of the characters is Rebecca's, who is the main character's younger brother, Zach.
Who played in The Sandlot. He was the great Hambino.
And with the, he always has rings under his eyes. Whatever. Okay. I don't know if that's like a thing that he just doesn't sleep, or maybe it's a medical condition. I'm not sure. Doesn't matter. Not really important.
Okay. Thanks for bringing it up.
But the brother, Zach, he's probably like, what, 11, 12 maybe?
Yeah.
Very sexual. Very sexual.
He's like the gross pervy brother, right? That's the role he was playing. Yeah.
Very sexual.
Okay.
And I can see where Zach gets it from, because throughout the whole rest of the movie, there's a lot of sexual undertones with the family.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. When you say it like that, it sounds like it's something weird.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
I mean,
I don't really know much about it, but like, the dad and the mom and... Well, there was a reference in the beginning of the movie of how Rebecca may or may not have been inbred. We don't really know, truly.
Okay.
That's what Kroll said.
Okay.
So the whole, like, sexual tension throughout the whole family, kind of weird.
Okay.
Kind of weirded me out.
Do you think that is a...
Like, Rebecca came home with a bra and she got off the plane. The dad was like, whoa.
I think it's a commentary on farm life and how reserved it is. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it is. So that was one part that I was like, okay, well, I can only take so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The second part that really rattled my chain was the turkey scene. When Kroll, one of the other main characters, is going into the turkey pen to go behead the turkey. And truly... I've never been more scared in my entire life. I've watched Jaws. I've watched Insidious. I've watched all of it.
Yeah.
And that was... I've watched Birds. That was the most terrifying part. Because
really?
You think it's dead.
Yeah.
And then it comes back to life. I can see that happening to me.
It's
and
zombie.
Me just wetting my pants.
Zombie turkey, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a bit scary, too. I would argue that that is more scary than the movie Birds that I watched a month ago.
You thought you were free of horror movies that were
I thought this was like a rom-com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My second problem with this, my third problem, is the normalization of the date rape drug roofies.
Yeah.
Okay. Travis, Rebecca's ex... is trying to roofie everyone to make it seem like everyone's sleeping with each other.
Yeah. I mean, I want to kind of defend the movie here a little bit. I don't think it was trying to normalize it. I don't think there was a scene where everyone's like, hey, guys, you know, it's great roofies. I don't think that's what they were getting at. I think
it was just so casually used.
This is the 90s.
Well, how do you get his hands on these roofies? Anyways. So
questions we'll never know the answer to.
That leads me to my final conclusion of this wasn't really an issue. It was just I thought the rooster was kind of annoying. It was ca-ca! I don't even know how to do a rooster sound.
That's what they sound like. Yeah, sure.
Every 10 minutes into the movie.
But we do have,
because that's what they use to do transitions. It's like get a new thing.
I do believe, and I know there's some people that that live on farms that certainly listen, roosters are, that's just what they do. They're just all the time, nonstop.
Interesting.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So, all in all, I know I'm complaining about the movie, but like, that's what I do best.
What did you like about it?
I liked the fact that Rebecca went off to college, and this happens with a lot of young adults that go off to school,
especially she ones that come from a place where they are
very
are
sheltered and very reserved,
under lock and key.
Yeah, she found her sense of identity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, people could say that about me going off to school, but I just got crazier than I was before I left for school, so
right.
That's not great. But no, I think it's a great lesson, and also there's a ton of other lessons in there. Like, if you're in a relationship that you're not, like, head over heels in love with that person, or you think they're annoying, or you dread even being around them, cut the cord. Find a fake fiance and get after it.
All right. I don't know about the fake fiance part, but I guess there's that. There's just that. Yeah. Okay.
But no, all in all, I'm glad you suggested this movie.
Really? Oh, well, you don't say that often.
I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was old, but not that old. You know what I mean?
93, yeah.
It was 1 year older than me.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm going to give it 4.3 popcorn buckets.
Wow. For the amount of complaining about it you did, that is shocking.
I'm like your wife. I like to just do the old switcheroo around to make everyone think I'm going one way, wow, and then just pop it on out.
4.3. So I think this officially makes it your favorite Thanksgiving movie, right, Breezy?
Definitely. All right. For sure.
There it is. Breezy's big movie review. If you ever have any suggestions, you can always share with us on the text line.
You haven't seen it, go check it out. Yeah. I would 10 out of 10 recommend it.
Wow, look at that. All right, that's pretty big. Breeze, do you think that once we get back from our little Thanksgiving break there, that next Tuesday, should we dive into holiday movies?
Yeah.
It's time. The entire month of December should probably be a holiday movie theme. Okay. All right. If you have suggestions for holiday movies, how many have you seen, by the way? I have a hunch that you probably have seen more of this genre than just most.
Holiday movies, you mean?
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint, like, I don't have a list.
Christmas Vacation. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, because you referenced the turkey deflating the other day.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that one. The Christmas Story.
No.
Okay, all right, that's a good one. All right, send in your suggestions for...
I've seen The Grinch.
Okay, all right, send in your suggestions.
And I've seen Elf.
What do you think is your favorite holiday movie? Text us now, 585-222-9800. We'll compile a list off the air. I'll go over with Breeze which one she's seen, which one she hasn't, and then we'll get back to voting for movies. I mean, but
yeah,
like,
we need to get back to voting. Let's just be honest.
What was I supposed to do for Thanksgiving? There's not a lot of options there.
Well, I think our listeners, I'm glad you did pick it, by the way, because our listeners were definitely leading us astray and suggesting movies that had like $300 budgets.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't want to watch Thanksgiving, yeah, but thanks for texting that in.
Christmas?
I saw the trailer and I was like, nope.
Yeah, no, that probably would have been a big waste of your time.
Yeah.
More so than normal. All right, there it is. Breezy's big movie review. Thank you for sending in your holiday movie suggestions. We'll narrow some down and we'll do some voting next week on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.